This is Passport to Texas. Wildlife biologist Gary Calkins could not have predicted 8 years ago, when he invited radio listeners to send in their otter sightings, that it would change how we understand otter distribution in Texas, or that the sightings would continue coming in. He created a map using the data listeners supplied and is confident it's accurate.
Every sighting I get, I ask them to describe the way that the animal swam, ask them if it made any vocalizations, ask them questions about behavior, and better yet, can I get pictures or something? The only time I will count an animal to put it on this map is if I am beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's an otter, based on vocalizations and the way it swam. I feel pretty comfortable that that map is representing otters and not mistaken identity. If it's something that I can't wrap my head around that, yeah, it's an otter, then I won't put it on the map. I'll tell the people, keep looking, thank you. One of the things that I've done is out of every email that I receive, I've made myself respond to every single one of them so that people aren't sending something to a black hole, and I think that's why it's kind of kept momentum on sightings.
Gary Calkins welcomes your otter sightings. Find out how to submit them at passporttotexas.org. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.